2014 was a big year for marathon running. There was a world record in Berlin, an emotional American victory in Boston. There was also a positive drug test from one of the world's top female runners. Here now's Alex Ashlock has this reflection on the year in long distance running.
Until last week, it looked like Kenyan Rita Jeptu was the big winner in marathon running this year. She won the Boston Marathon in April and repeated as the Chicago Marathon champion in October. But then officials in Kenya announced she had tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug. That test result tainted those victories. It also jeopardized a $500,000 prize Jeptu was supposed to receive for being the world's leading female marathoner in 2013 and 2014. Kenya's Athletic Federation will be holding a hearing on Jeptu's case next month, deciding whether she will be suspended or have any of her titles erased.
It's a privilege to be in these races. You don't have a right to run in these races. And so you can require people to do certain things in order to run in your race.
That's Frank Shorter. He won the 1972 Olympic marathon, and he's now a crusader against performance-enhancing drug use by all athletes. He wants the world's biggest marathons to adopt their own drug testing program for the elite athletes who compete in their events.
Yes, you can say, well, you have to be on this program. Okay, if you tell us, and we don't care what country you're from, if your argument is that your country can't pay for it, your country's federation could call up U.S. Anti-Doping. They'll do it for you. And if the money still can't be there, then the races, international major marathons, have a pool that pays for the testing.
For Shorter, this is personal. His crusade against doping dates back to 1976, when he finished second in the Olympic marathon in Montreal. The winner of that race was an East German runner who was later implicated in that communist country's state-sponsored performance-enhancing drug program for its athletes.
Everyone's forgetting the clean athletes here. I want the clean athletes from every country in the world to know that they're going to have an equal shot.
Well, setting aside Rita Jeptu's positive drug tests, there were some incredible performances in marathons this year.
Wilson Kipsang's record, 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 23 seconds, has got just seconds to live as Dennis Kimeto heads for the line now. He hasn't even got the strength to surge. Look, no sprint from him. He's going to win the race.
Kimeto, another Kenyan, not only won the Berlin Marathon in September, he set a new world record. He covered the 26.2-mile course in 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 57 seconds. That was the first time anyone has ever run the marathon in under 2 hours, 3 minutes. His time sparked a new debate over whether someone can actually run 26 miles in under 2 hours. The marathon here in Boston in April was decidedly slower than Kometo's record run in Berlin, but it was no less historic. Meb Keflezighi crossed the finish line first. He became the first U.S. man to win the men's elite race at the Boston Marathon since 1983. And his emotional victory came 1 year after the bombings at the finish line that killed three and injured more than 260. Keflezighi ran the race with the names of the victims on his race bib.
Every day since last year, I've been visualizing for this moment for me personally. I just kept thinking, Boston strong, Meb strong, Meb strong. Give it everything you have, and if I get beat it, that's it. But at the same time, I want to be able to finish strong.
Hundreds of thousands of people around the world will run marathons in 2015, hoping for that same kind of strong finish. The first major marathon of the new year will be run on February 22nd in Tokyo. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.